rock for me, my pet. Back and forth. Deeper and deeper. Rocking yourself deeper into trance. Letting my voice guide you. Move you. And feel so good. The more you relax, the deeper you go. The deeper you go, the better you feel. The better you feel, the more you relax. The more you relax, the deeper you go. The deeper you go, the better you feel. The better you feel, the more you relax. The more you relax, the deeper you go. The deeper you go, the better you feel. Until your body and limbs are like heavy jelly, for all that you might have power to control them. Relaxed and heavy, feel my gaze on you, my magic words working their way into your very muscles, freezing you, rocking, stopping, slowing. When I say freeze while snapping my fingers, this is what happens to you. It's an insidious thought that works at a lightning pace and seizes your body as fast as my snap, freezing you in whatever position you were holding when I said it. Only when I say it. Only when there's a snap attached. If you would fall in a way that would injure you from this freezing, your natural instincts will kick in and allow you to prevent yourself from harm. You have my complete permission for that. Toys shouldn't hurt themselves unless told, and keeping your body safe is of utmost importance to me, and therefore to you. But if it's safe, the freeze will be complete, blinking and breathing freely. They're your only possible movements. You cannot even speak, unless I say the word speak while snapping to you. My commands sink inside of you, and though they may be weaker at first, every time I use them, every time you obey, it becomes more and more powerful, more and more a permanent trigger within you, responding only to me or to those who I have allowed that power over you. If you need to, just play along. That's okay. Once you are in the habit and it becomes thoughtless, it will be even more powerful for all the practice that took place, regardless. It feels good to obey me. Good for me to play with you. It always feels so good to follow my intent and desire. Freeze. Good pet. Now, unless I want to just leave you like this. There has to be a trigger to set your body free to move once more. Move freely, when said with a snap, allows your body back into its motion. Move freely. If I say a body part and snap, just that piece of you will be able to move. Understand, slave? Does your subconscious understand? It's okay if you find it hard to think right now. Just obey and everything will be wonderful. Now let's go back up so I can play with you. One, you will wake up when I say five. Two, you will freeze when I say five. Three, you will not move when I say five. Four, your will is mine when I say five. Five, wake up. Hmm. Just relax and feel this sinking into you. These triggers taking hold, open and free until whatever point you need to clear them out. All you have to do is come back and say red. Red will always break you free. Just relax. Knowing that even with speech restrictions or movement instructions, red is always the word you can say no matter what. If you need it, it is there. And if anyone ever disrespects you or tries anything that makes you unpleasantly uncomfortable, you have my permission and my encouragement to use it. Any good, dominant, or play partner would always only be pleased to know that you are strong enough to take care of yourself. Just relax and let this trigger sing into you. Singing through your brain, knowing that you are so safe and comfortable because you know that you have that little safety lever if you really need it, but you don't want to think about that, do you? So let those thoughts drift to the back of your mind, only coming forth if they're needed. Because right now you are helpless whenever someone says freeze and snaps their fingers. It must happen in conjunction. You must freeze. Feeling so helpless whenever it happens. And waking up when they say move freely. There you go. Good, Ben. Just relax, look into my eyes, and drop.